T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yo, Boston, and let's kick it.
Kent is Annie. Okay. Kent is Annie.
And if there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Kent is Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Paul is in from Abington. Everybody say hello to Paul.
Yo.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. What'd you think about that interview with the guy that owns the gym in Boxford?
I got to give you credit, Carson. I know you really wanted to probably dig into the guy and really grill him. But, you know, once again, it's business owners and things that, you know, life is what it is, but you got to be smart and common sense and practical and everything.
And like being a business owner, it's got to be tough on him. The one thing that did surprise me, though, is not requiring the people in the gym to wear the mask. That one caught me off guard. When I heard that, I was like, okay. Well,
that and the fact that he said that he already had generated $12,000 from a GoFundMe. So there's a lot more people out there that are wanting things to open, in other words.
All right, well, let's go ahead and play the game. Will you kick Annie out of the living room, please?
Annie, will you please leave the living room?
Sure thing. Good luck, Paul.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Oprah Winfrey is giving away $12 million to the 5 cities that she's called home. Who is her close friend that is now hosting the morning news program on CBS?
Gail Kim.
What was the last name? Did you say?
I have Gail Kim in my head. Gail something. King? I can't think of the last name.
Did you say King? I think you said King.
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Tied to 2. Last season, the Cleveland Indians hid images of this National Treasure actor in 39 different game lineup cards, and nobody noticed. He's also Kennedy's favorite actor.
Who is he?
He
was in the movie National Treasure.
Stole the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
Nicholas Cage.
Question number 3. It was 54 years ago in 1966. 16-year-old Bruce Springsteen recorded his first song. What is his nickname?
The Boss.
Question number 4. Novak Djokovic is 33 today. What sport does he play professionally?
Tennis.
Question number 5. CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America, where celebrities will cut their own hair with guidance from top stylists. Jerry O'Connell and his wife will host. Who is his wife?
I have no idea.
All right. That's pretty good, though. Let's get Annie back into the living room, please.
Annie down here. No nonsense from Paul. He's right to it.
I know. He's getting it done. I appreciate that. All right, Annie. Paul got 4 out of 5 right.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. These are tough, really tough. You ready?
Yep.
Oprah Winfrey is giving away $12 million to the 5 cities that she's called home. Who is her close friend that now hosts the morning show on CBS?
Gail King.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Last season, the Cleveland Indians hid images of this National Treasure actor in 39 different game card lineups, and nobody noticed. He's also Kennedy's favorite actor. Who is he?
Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
They are getting closer and closer to really being the Indians from the Major League movies.
I'm confused.
Tied at two. Question number three. It was 54 years ago in 1966. 16-year-old Bruce Springsteen recorded his first song. What is his nickname?
The Boss.
That is correct. The song was called That's What You'll Get, and he was the front man of a band called the Castiles.
Oh, look at that.
Question number four. Novak Djokovic is 33 today. What sport does he play professionally?
What was his name?
Novak Djokovic.
Basketball.
That is incorrect. He is a professional tennis player.
Ooh, which
tennis
got player. Interesting.
Oh. 4-3 for Paul. Going to the final question.
Oh, you're about to limp into the Memorial Day weekend.
CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America, where celebrities will get their own hair, will cut their own hair with guidance from top stylists. Jerry O'Connell and his wife will host. Who is his wife?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh!
Jerry O'Connell is married to...
Oh, I know Barrett's upstairs listening to this. He's going to come down here and roast you.
Why would Barrett know this?
No. He just likes it when Annie loses.
Oh, he does.
It's like big Jerry O'Connell guy.
Literally, I'm Barrett's number one fan. I have no idea who he's married to.
Is Rebecca Romaine.
Of course.
Down goes Frazier.
Annie loses. Paul wins. Gets the $100.
I had her penciled for getting all five of those.
Oh, I did too. Paul. I did too. I couldn't believe she missed the Djokovic one. I thought for sure you would know that.
How do I know tennis players? You think I watch tennis?
He does. It does sound like a guy that'd be Euro-stepping people in the NBA.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Daniel.
Well,
you
congratulations.
Seem like a big sports fan, Annie.
Yeah,
I'm a sports fan, not tennis.
Okay.
All right. Well, Paul gets the $100. What a great way to go into the Memorial Day weekend. What would you like to say to Annie before you go?
No, what does Annie have to say to Paul?
Sorry, Annie. What do you want to say to Paul? My apologies.
I'm Annie Dow from Quincy, and I can't ace Paul.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, Boston. Let's kick it. Problem you can't solve it, just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Okay. Emma is from Mansfield. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're doing great. So we're going into the long Memorial Day weekend, and I understand you work at the beach.
Yes, I do.
What do you do there?
I'm actually from Marshfield.
Oh, Marshfield.
So on the coast,
baby.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, I was like, Mansfield working at the beach.
You
so
work
Marshfield,
at Rexham?
Yes, I do.
Oh, the best beach.
What do you do?
Awesome.
Are you a lifeguard or something like that?
So I park cars and I work in the snack shack. Right now, we're just kind of doing crowd control because of COVID and stuff.
Right. Just trying to be safe. Like, everybody enjoy the beach, but stay socially distant.
Do you have a big six feet apart pole to poke people with that aren't following the rules?
No, I think we should get one, though.
Dan, did you see the video of that bar down in Baltimore, Maryland? They have tube tables.
It's so awesome. They're like bumper bars.
Yeah, they
bang into each other.
It's pretty funny. Forces you to stay socially distant. All right, go ahead and kick Annie out of the living room, please.
All right, Annie, could you please leave the living room?
Sure thing. Good luck, Emma.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions to get more right than Annie. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Yep.
Question number one. I'm sure this isn't quarantine specific, but this Big Daddy actor is not ashamed to go to the store for tampons, and he did it wearing a freaking mask. Who is he?
Oh, gosh.
Big Daddy.
You want me to start naming other movies?
Yeah, give us some other
movies. Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I? Adam Sandler.
Yep. There we go. Question number two. Dr. Anthony Fauci took over this pretty woman's Instagram yesterday, and you could tell she was smitten with him. It was a part of their Pass the Mic campaign where celebrities are surrendering their social media accounts to COVID-19 experts. What is her name?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I'm going to say Kylie Jenner, just because.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. She was in the movie Pretty Woman.
Oh.
No?
Shoot.
Doesn't help.
No, I can't think of her name.
Question number three. Bernie Taupin is 70 years old. He is this singer's brilliant songwriting partner.
Oh my gosh, you're killing me today.
They just did a movie about his life called Rocket Man.
Oh my gosh. Oh, why am I literally blanking?
I know his name.
Emma, I hope you're better at the beach than you are on the pop culture trivia.
I think I am. Literally.
That's all right. I know it can be nerve-wracking. That's all right. Question number four. Kristen Bell says her first daughter potty trained at 21 months, but her second is 5 years old and still in diapers. Who is Kristen Bell married to?
Oh, my gosh, dude. I couldn't tell you. I'm bombing. This is so sad.
Question number five. Guns N' Roses has postponed their North American tour. Name their lead singer and their lead guitarist.
That is not good.
Okay, all right. Let's get Annie back in the living room,
Annie,
please. What a great way to wrap up.
We should ask you Beast-related questions.
Yeah, I know, right?
You should have.
All Baywatch stuff. All right, Annie.
Yo.
Emma from Marshfield.
Yes.
Who works on the beach there.
Yep.
Getting ready for a big Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got 1 out of 5 right.
Snack Shack suits.
I like it. All right. These are tough, Annie. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This Big Daddy actor is not ashamed to go to the store for tampons, and he did so wearing a mask. Who is he?
Adam Sandler. We stand.
Tie to one. Question number two. Adam Sandler is correct. Dr. Anthony Fauci took over this pretty woman's Instagram yesterday, and you could tell she was a stan. It is a part of the Pass the Mic campaign where celebrities are surrendering their social media accounts to COVID-19 experts. Who is she?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Doing all right, Emma?
Yep.
2-1. Question number three.
This didn't go at all how I planned.
Bernie Taupin is 70.
It really didn't.
Bernie Taupin is 70 years old today. He is this singer's brilliant songwriting partner. And I will give you the same clue that I gave to Emma. There is recently a movie about his life called Rocket Man.
Ah, Elton John.
3-1. Question number four. Kristen Bell says her daughter was her first daughter potty trained at 21 months, but her second daughter is 5 and still in diapers. Who is Kristen Bell married to?
Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard is correct. 4-1. And question number five. Guns N' Roses has postponed their North American tour. Name their lead singer and their lead guitarist.
Axl Rose.
Yes.
And that guy.
Yes. The correct answer, Slash.
Slash.
The guy with the hair and the top hat.
Big top hat.
Yes, he has
the
nice.
Stupid.
No, don't, Emma. Those are tough. Those are tough questions.
It's
unfortunately,
all right.
I don't give you the $100, but hey, have a great Memorial Day weekend. If you're headed to the beach and you see Emma and she tells you to separate from the other people, listen to what she says.
And then yell Sooch.
And then yell Sooch.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, everybody that works with Emma, her new nickname is Sooch.
I'll make sure to let them know. I'm heading there right now.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
I'm Emma, and I can't ace Annie.
You got to go see Suits down by the Snack Shack.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.